Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Matthew Corbett on Fantasy Radio 97 FM. Right now, I am joined by the Penny Red. Hello, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Hi, Matthew.
Hello. Thank you ever so much for coming in. I know all of the band couldn't make it tonight. So who have I got in the studio with me and who's missing?
Right. You've got Tim. I'm the percussionist and do some backing vocals in the band.
Cool. And I'm Ace. I'm bass and also do vocals as well.
And we're, who are we missing? We're missing Jess. Jess, someone called Jess.
Someone called Jess.
Yeah, she actually sort of sings the.
Does a bit of singing, I hear. Yeah.
Writes the odd. Well, most of them, maybe, actually.
Marcel is here, actually, isn't he?
You wouldn't know if Marcel was here or not. He just waves. That's his radio language. Hand signals.
Amazing. Now, something I should admit, listeners, the session is pre-recorded, but we didn't get to do the interview at the time. So now the music you are about to hear is live, but it was recorded last week. Thank you for coming in again, because, you know, yeah, it's great. So tell us a bit about yourself, guys. How long have the Penny Red been the Penny Red?
The Penny Red itself have only been going since October last year. Its previous incarnation was as the Carousel.
Yeah, we were the Carousel initially. Probably started early part of 2011, really, sort of putting together.
So has always been the same members or different?
Well, we were sort of formed initially with myself and Jess and Marcel and my other half as well, and Tim. Yeah. Tim fortunately joined us
in October last year.
It was October, yeah. So we became the Penny Red. With a bit of percussion adding to our sound and some good vocals coming in behind as well.
Absolutely.
Have you all been sort of in bands previously? What have you all sort of come together through, like, the same kind of love of music, or have you all just?
I would say, yeah, that's the common thread is certainly the love of music.
Yeah,
and all of us have played in. Various bands before, you know. I've certainly I'm really enjoying this because I'm normally a full kit drummer.
Okay.
And I'm getting the chance here to use kit, cajon and various percussion
and
pieces. Sit on a box quite often, yeah. The odd beer here and there, but I'm the only member of the band who has a permanent seat. That could be to do with my age, of course.
that's what it's all to do with.
The rest of them would like to sit down, but
yeah. Actually, Jess sits down sometimes.
She does occasionally when she's feeling a bit lazy, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So we know, you know, she can't be bothered when seeing her live, and she sat down.
Or it's more like she's forgotten the strap for a guitar, which is a regular occurrence that she's forgotten something for a gig. So
it's probably best to tell the audience that, really. What's the first song we're going to hear, guys?
First song is called Thelma, we think.
I think the first one that we recorded was Thelma. This is one of our. This is a Carousel song, actually. This was
one of the early ones. Yeah.
Earlier ones. So,
So your loyal fans know this one. And
loyal fans
love
know
this
it. Yeah,
one.
It sounds a bit different now, obviously, with Tim, but it's a bit of a favourite, and we hadn't played it for a while, actually, because it's not found its way onto our new EP. But it's a little favourite of ours, and we thought it'd be a good one to play for you.
Awesome. Here it is.
She feels the threads of the cushion she's pulling, and if only with
Summer there by The Penny Red, who are with me now in the studio for a chat. That song was actually recorded, it was recorded live, but it was recorded last week. So we're not overly live this evening, but
not quite.
Still good, guys.
Yeah,
that's a brilliant track. We were just discussing then as well. We during the song, I was making a comment about I always end up having the best discussions.
We've already done it.
Yeah. Exactly, we've already done it, guys. But we're talking about your sound there, and what I want to talk about is your influences. But of course, her vocals are very Kate Bush. But I'm guessing she gets told that.
Yes, they are.
No, we've
it's
not
good
heard
though.
That before, have we?
No. No. I feel bad for saying it, because, you know, I could just imagine, see her face now going, oh. Yeah,
she does have an exceptional and really unique voice.
It's recognisable as soon as you hear it, though.
It is, absolutely. Yeah. And that's something most artists dream of actually having.
So exactly.
We're very fortunate Jess has got
having a rememberable
voice. She's quite like the... we've had been made comparison to some parts of Fleetwood Mac, actually.
Oh, really?
Stevie Nicks.
Well,
and
yeah.
That's
another great band, though.
Yeah,
it is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly.
So your audiences, you sort of being compared to, you know, more established 80s acts.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Not necessarily, you know, how have you found your audiences? Because although, okay, you've got those acts there, but the whole folk acoustic thing is very, very current. I mean, Mumford and Sons, Laura Marling, Fleet Foxes, yes, are like the biggest bands in, you know, indie bands in the chart at the moment.
Yeah.
You guys are doing exactly the same thing. So how have you found that you're getting quite a mix audience is coming to your gigs?
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's as a genre, it really is great to work in, because it does cross over so well between, you know, a young audience to an older audience, because you're playing songs with a melody and a hook that at whatever age you are, you find yourself singing along, you get to know the words by the time you're at the second chorus. Mm. Crowd are usually singing with us, so it's great.
So where have your sort of influences come from? Because you seem a band of, you know, you've come from different backgrounds, you're different ages.
Yeah.
You know,
we're this time, aren't we? I mean, as you said, you mentioned all these sort of top bands that are, you know, at the moment have really influenced us, and the type of music that we want to be playing now, mixed in with some of the old classics. You know, we talked about Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
Tom Waits, you know, Dylan and all the old you know, just
John
like,
Butler.
Yeah, exactly. So we're, you know, it's where we are, and we're just really enjoying this kind of the kind of sound that we're making, I suppose, at the moment. And
and I think we're still exploring that, you know, so it's developing.
As
new songs come along, the sound seems to change with that. So
awesome.
Yeah.
What are you guys currently doing at the moment? We've briefly mentioned an EP, so we've got an EP. Is it out? Is it coming out?
No, EP will be due early next month.
Early next month.
Because
we're hitting a big run of festivals and other gigs coming up, so we're all in the process of writing farewell notes to our family, because they won't.
You're not going to see them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye, kids.
Yeah. So we're going to be. We're very excited about it. We're going to be very busy.
Seems a long while ago. It was really fun doing it and making the recording, and we've just been waiting to get it all finalised and get some artwork done for it and everything, and keep your eye for it. We're planning to have a little EP launch
party
relatively soon.
I'd love to
get your eyes open for that.
So
we'll have lots of strawberry flavour laces and things on.
Yeah,
available.
We'll be treated really well. We don't usually get fed when we come onto the radio.
Yeah, well, this
like
is my...
You shouldn't give us water or feed us.
My girlfriend Audrey's brought in strawberry-flavoured laces, and she's been showing us how to eat them as a turtle
like
as well.
A turtle, yeah.
Which it doesn't make animals. Very good radio thing. I'm sure if you go on her Facebook page, she might upload a video. I don't know. Up for that? No. No.
Ribbit.
What's your writing style for how does the writing process work for your music? Is it, you know, one of you, two of you do it, or is it a collective thing?
I think just basically comes up with the core song, basically, as what you hear. It depends, actually, with a number of different songs, but that would be the general theme. We'll kind of get together and put different harmonies, vocals and things in, then bring it together as a full band and come up with the finished product, basically.
See what works, doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and keep forming different.
Jess brings this wonderful creation to us, and then we try our best to destroy it.
Yeah, that's it.
Because her vocals sort of create a... I mean, sort of an instrument itself, you know, yeah, the way absolutely. They are, yeah. which really complements it. And it's not just thin in that sort of now indie sort of thing of almost just talking the lyrics or saying it, I don't know, in like a Cockney London kind of accent, the Kate Nash kind of way, which exactly. you're hearing a lot of female vocalists do at the moment, which you've seen it heard one too many times now.
Yeah.
So it's refreshing to hear that. What's the second track we're going to hear, guys?
Well, we've had some debate over this because we're trying to remember because it's a little while, but we think it's going to be Sanctuary.
Sanctuary. Well, what I'll do is I'll play it.
And we'll tell you.
And we'll tell you
what it is afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
This could be Sanctuary.
It could be.
By the Penny Red. Penny Red there. I am joined by Tim and Aid from the Penny Red, actually.
Hello.
In the studio now. Hello.
Hello again.
Thank
Hello
you
again.
For sticking around. What's the name of that song? Because we got it wrong earlier.
We did it. It's actually I Want It Back. It's, yeah. It's not.
It was actually going to be Sanctuary, but you mixed them up, did you?
Yeah. My fault. My fault. Now, the first song, of course, that we played, that was an old track from your old band Carousel.
Yep. Yeah.
And that was... a new one going to be released on this new EP, I believe.
Yes, it is.
It was indeed, yeah.
So
yeah,
if you like that, listeners, as we said earlier, it's going to be released next month.
Yep.
We can find out more about you guys. You're on Facebook,
yep.
website.
Yeah, The Penny Red on Facebook, and the website is thepennyred.com, yeah.
Yep.
Nice and simple. Now, before you guys came in, and we were just having a look, and now I think you were surprised by the Cambridge gig that you got coming up. But you guys have got loads coming up this spring and summer. Yes. Can you tell the listeners what we've got coming up? Maybe we could pop along too.
Nice local ones. We've got the Village Pump, which we're really looking forward to. Seth Layton and Cara Dillon.
Yeah.
It's a great lineup there. And it'll be fun. We'll be a lot of fun doing that, won't it? So that's going to be good. Lots of festivals we've got coming up.
Lots of other local bands we'll be working with, so that's going to be fun. We've got Summer Breeze, which is Swindon-based festival, with Katie Tunstall, Vintage Trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tim knows everybody who's playing there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a good bill to get on, then.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Because, of course, Katie Tunstall will pull
a good crowd.
Great crowd who you...
Of course, she's got Devise's connections.
She does, her brother. Yeah. Yes.
I think is she playing at the Purbeck Festivals? I think we're playing...
Yeah, we're doing the Purbeck Festival in August, where, again... She's due to play there.
Brilliant.
So we'll have a...
You'll be best friends by the end of it.
Yeah, I think
go on tour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll compliment each other really well.
We hope so.
It'll be good.
We've got lots of gear. And there's the Bristol Folk...
Folk Festival this...
This weekend, isn't it?
Not this weekend, the weekend following. Saturday, yeah. Saturday the 5th.
Very
Tim Holter
busy.
Diary. Yeah.
And are you going to be selling your EP, giving your EP out?
Yeah, we're hopefully selling it, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have
anyone
some.
Who gives it away will be severely punished.
Brilliant. Now
you need to raise funds for the next release, you see.
Absolutely brilliant. I forgot. I've lost my train of thought. I'm looking at the strawberry laces on the side there. And
talking about sweets again.
We are. Yeah, you know, we've been doing impressions of various animals eating
Victorian sweets. The name, like the Penny Red, you know, sort of the old.
That's the aim.
Sweets, humbugs.
Is that where the name came from?
Yeah, kind of. Well, that's where the carousel was initially. Our sort of folky sort of sound
Victorian
wanted to be along
fairground
that
sort of ride thing, you know. And,
We came to the sort of Penny Red really out of randomly actually just out of putting. Jess and Kaylee putting things together, together, and came up with that. So,
Soon as you guys said that, I've just imagined you guys at a nice summery day at a fair with a carousel going.
Well, listen, if you come and watch us play, we all tend to wear Victorian outfits. So,
Are you being serious about that? Because that sounds amazing.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe we should try.
We are now.
Yeah, absolutely. I come as Mr. Bumble usually.
Well, what do you sort of. Want the audience to take away, or you know, a listener to take away from your music, and what would you bring to the live set that or would you expect the audience to take
something from it, that I know that people will take away actually is they'll wake up the next morning and they'll be humming one of our songs, which is, I think, is a really neat trick for any band to be able to do. The melodies will stay with you,
and if not in the morning, on the way back in the car,
certainly that long on the way back in the car,
and of course soon they'll be able to listen to you guys. Get your EP straight there.
They will.
Put it in the
Absolutely.
Car and sing all the way home.
Have it on iTunes and, on repeat, hopefully, and just listen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And before too long, we'll have some more recordings out there for you as well. Although we've got a busy May and a busy July and August, we're going to take a bit of time in June to try and tighten things up and maybe get some more
full
songs.
Album, maybe?
We've got enough for a full album, I think, haven't we?
Yeah.
But as we've talked about, the sound's developing and changing from... What you've heard in the sort of the Thelma and the Where Butterflies Dance, that is one of our other older ones that you can hear online, building up to the newer songs that are maybe a bit more Americana in Take Me Home and but
with the banjo and the
Okay, awesome. So what sort of Americana sort of bands are you influenced from?
From my own perspective, it's not so much pure Americana, but like the John Butler Trio, that type of vibe.
I'm a massive Red House Painters fan.
Oh, really? Mm. Right.
I love that band.
Yeah.
Have You Forgotten makes me cry every time. Thank you very much for coming on in, Tim.
It's been our pleasure.
It's been fun
having us.
Very much. What's this final... now, listeners, before we go, actually, just want to remind you guys, you can check out thepennyred.com, check out their full listings. You can listen to their tracks there. You're on Facebook. You're on Twitter as well.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to be playing in Devise's in July. Hillworth Park, is it? There's a new park that's been...
Yes, Hillworth Park. They've got things going on Sunday. It's just like every Sunday.
So we're going to be on, I think, about 5:30, something like that.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Can't wait that long. yeah. come check us out soon somewhere else. Yeah.
And of course, if the sun's shining, it's just you guys.
That's gonna be perfect. Yeah.
Oh, there's nothing like seeing, you know, a band like yourselves on a beautiful day just crashed out.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it's about. We just need to get rid of this rain, don't we? Get some sunshine out, and then we'll be gigging again.
We're doing our best to bring the sunshine back. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much again. I wish you all the best in the future, and hopefully we'll get you guys in again for a catch up maybe in the autumn. What's the final song we're going to hear?
Definitely Sanctuary. It's a bit more melancholy, this song, than the previous two. So quite heartrending. You talked about breaking down in tears, you know.
Yeah, but you'll break down in this one. Yeah.
Well, let's have a good cry.
Yeah. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much. This is the Penny Red with Sanctuary.
Pinch my skin and I no longer bruise. Strike my bone and I no longer break. Listen in, I'm wearing thin. Are you listening? I wrote this song for you. And I no longer care. Air your thoughts and I no longer rain. Listen in, are you taking this in? Are you listening? I wrote this song for you.
Ribbit.